This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Costilla County Commissioners will have an emergency meeting today to appoint a new sheriff after the previous one was indicted and resigned. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Costilla County Sheriff Danny Sanchez allegedly responded to a call from a citizen who believed he found human remains on his property. The sheriff seemed more interested in arrowheads than the potential crime scene, the indictment said, and then only took a skull and left everything else behind. Sanchez, his undersheriff, and three other deputies, including his son, were all indicted by a grand jury, alleging various felonies and misdemeanors. Costilla County Commissioners are meeting Monday in an emergency session to determine how to move forward to make the tiny law enforcement agency functioning again. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State law will now require the Department of Corrections to report on how it's using evidence-informed treatment in the youthful offender system. CPR's Ava Keon.
A bill that would require reporting on those practices and how well they're working was signed by the governor Thursday. It sets clearer expectations for how the system should use rehabilitative approaches going forward. Here's Jack Johnson, an attorney with Disability Law Colorado.
Even as the program has started to evolve and look at youth more holistically and bring in for the first time, I think, maybe a year or two ago now, they started to bring in a behavioral health provider kind of on staff. The goal of this legislation was really to modernize the statute to match the current practice.
Representative Jamie Jackson, one of the bill's sponsors, says the requirements could help reduce recidivism rates. Ava Keon, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.